The Georgia, Florida, and Alabama peanut farmers work with the American Peanut Council in planning their export promotions. It works in cooperation with the Foreign Agriculture Service at USDA. This past year, they received a Market Access Program grant, and the American Peanut Council went to work on trying to help get contractors to work with them. In Mexico, the council contracts with Grupo PM. Betty Marino and Armando Margalanes gave us a special report. They're responsible for working with Mexican manufacturers to encourage them to buy U.S. peanuts, as well as managing a public relations program for Mexican consumers that focus on nutrition and the health of peanuts and peanut butter. Mexico is a growing market for U.S. peanuts, reaching nearly $100 million in sales last year. In Canada, we work with Argyle Communications for public relations activities to reach consumers and influencers such as dietitians and the media with information about the health benefits of peanuts and peanut butter. Canadians love peanuts, and our research shows that 90% of the households have both peanuts and peanut butter in the house. In Europe, Andrew Craig assists the American Peanut Council with nutrition and health media monitoring and advises on issues that might affect international sales. Allergies are monitored by Jeanette Higgs of Food to Fit. American Peanut Council successfully is keeping nuts part of the school program in the United Kingdom. Another area that is working on is George Smith, who represents the APC with trade issues across Europe and has been focusing on the markets of Norway, Finland, and Scandinavia to help expand more peanuts from Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.